Sorry, I just got to dish a little bit here. Father Vedder has been driving me crazy, okay? You should live with him. All he does is nag me all day long. I'm at the school, working hard. I come back. Why don't you do this yet? Why don't you do that yet? And then he says, you know, all that. And you should see how he lives his life. Oh, my gosh, you'd be shocked. And, you know, it probably comes from the way he was raised. So, because he had a bad home life. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, I could go on and on, but I just, okay, I feel better now. I've got it off my chest. Right? We do that. We love talking about the splinters in other people's eyes. Oh, it makes us feel so much better that we can just see, oh, yeah. I want everyone to know what that splinter is. But, unfortunately, it doesn't make us feel better. It's like eating the third piece of cheesecake. It looks good. On the outside, afterwards, not so good. Because we realize that we're not better off than anyone else. We can even look on TV and watch a reality show and be, wow, those people's lives are crazy. Well, all our lives are crazy. Each one of us stands in the exact same need of God's mercy, which is infinite, complete, absolute. No one of us is better off just because we go to 6:45 a.m. Mass or because, you know, that we have our lives somewhat together. In the eyes of God, we are all in complete and absolute and perpetual need of his love and his mercy. And although sometimes it can be tempting to distract from our own inward gaze and analysis of ourself, sometimes when we look inside of ourselves, we're a little disappointed. So nothing better than to go to someone else and say something about someone else's problems too, to distract ourselves from our own disappointment in ourselves. But that's not the solution. The solution is to not vent to other people to make ourselves feel better. The first solution is obviously to vent to Jesus, because he knows all the splinters in everyone's eye. He knows all the wooden beams in everyone's eye. And so he's a great place to start. And that's not like the third piece of cheesecake. That's like a good five-course meal that is enjoyable and makes you feel good before, during, and after. That's the true sustenance that we look for. And he can also help us with the wooden beams in our own eye. To not do the inward gaze and hate ourselves, but to see ourselves as he sees us. And that's the first step, to see ourselves as he sees us and realize I'm not worthless, I'm made in his image and likeness, and I'm worthy of his love. There, I can start there. And now I don't feel bad about myself, and now I don't need to tear other people down, and I can go through the day thinking, oh, hey, that guy's got a splinter in his eye. I do too. Let's move on. So first, whenever we start analyzing ourselves or others, the first place to go is always Jesus Christ. That it's much more satisfying than to just vent and get it off our chest and tear people down. Even though, oh, Father Vedder's a good guy. That's how it always starts. He's a good guy, though. Starts and ends up. It makes it feel better. To vent to Jesus first. And then only if you need like specific advice in a situation, then to go to someone else. So let us ask Jesus today to help us realize that we're in complete need of his love, but that he does love us, and that he loves that neighbor with the splinters in his eyes and all.